So now with the shutdown, we won't even get our payment until, you know, Lord knows when.
That's Richard Peterson, tribal administrator for the organized village of Kasan in southeast Alaska. He says the Bureau of Indian Affairs had to recalculate payments to tribes to comply with across-the-board budget cuts or sequestration. Then it was shut down. He says that's put the BIA 10 months behind in payments to support his tribe's operations. He's worried about how much longer it can keep normal operations going. Here's his response when asked if the shutdown might lead to tribal employee layoffs.
Right now, I don't know. I'm not even comfortable trying to answer that until we really sit down and take a hard look where we're at, you know, depending on how long this goes on and deciding whether or not we want to look at financing options or what have you. I just know that it puts us in a serious bind.
The BIA provides funding to tribes for a wide range of programs, including disaster relief, roads, and tribal courts. Gloria O'Neill is president and CEO of Cook Inlet Tribal Council in South Central Alaska. She says CITC's General Assistance Program is underfunded and normally runs out of money halfway into the fiscal year. But she says the infusion that normally comes with the start of the new fiscal year on October 1st is missing.
Because of our preparation, we are continuing with service as usual throughout the organization. However, we have a couple of limited service interruptions, one being general assistance. That program is funded by the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and we've not received our funding for general assistance this year.
O'Neill says CITC is routing people eligible for general assistance to other aid programs. She says education funding is also affected by the shutdown.
We have funding on hand, and so we really try to be careful to ensure that we can meet that those obligations and get those scholarships out the door, because, you know, our kids are in school and they need to see that money.
O'Neill says funding to tribes shouldn't be treated as discretionary.
We should be more of a program like Defense or some of the others that really take into account that this is an actual need. It's not something that if we have the money, we'll fund it. But this is literally a need in our communities, and it is based upon treaty obligations.
Tribes also rely on funding from other federal agencies in the U.S. Department of Interior and in the Departments of Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, Education, Justice, and Agriculture. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.